We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back. It is the Afternoon Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Just in case you missed the news, Phillies opening day postponed tomorrow to Friday at 3:05. So it's going to be beautiful on Friday, so looking forward to it. Did not need to sit out in the wet and semi-cold tomorrow, like, so glad they moved it back. Speaking of the Phillies, Jordan Montgomery goes to the Diamondbacks. I know there was some talk of the Phillies being interested, and I think they were, but 1 year, $25 million goes to the Diamondbacks. I will say, the Diamondbacks have... they're building a pretty good team down there. They just went to the World Series, obviously, but now they have Gallen, Merrill Kelly, Eduardo Rodriguez, Jordan Montgomery. Pretty good four. And now they did the highest payroll in team history. So National League just continues to get a little bit tougher.
Yeah, and you had to realize the Diamondbacks, I mean, they needed to build off the little momentum they had last year.
Oh, yeah.
You know, even it wasn't hard getting tickets.
It was not enough. not for the NLCS either.
So, yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah. For the NLCS, it was not hard to get tickets out there. Was not a complete sellout. We were in the building.
Regular season prices here match NLCS out there.
Dude, I mean, there's a collection of Phillies fans trying to buy tickets. Yeah. That D-backs fans couldn't go, and it wasn't like the hardest thing in the world to do.
Yeah. Yeah, but it does suck that they're the ones who got Jordan Montgomery.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good rotation. And listen, $25 million puts them over the third luxury tax. I think they just want to wait till the in season. And, and if they need to go get a starter, it becomes that big of a need. They'll get it. They'll do the job, but it's a pretty big investment for something they don't really have to do.
Was his a one-year deal?
So it's a one-year with, I think, an opt-in for the second year.
Oh, a player?
It's some kind of option. Okay. I don't know if it's player or team, but
sure.
I think there
or
is.
He's smart as his.
Yeah, and he can just be like, ah, I'm going to go hit the market again. But, man, Scott Boras is starting to strike out.
Yeah, how about that?
I actually wonder if teams are doing like a silent boycott on him. Like, they want the players, but I think they're
tired of him controlling everything.
Right.
Yeah, dictating everything. I tell you, the NFL kind of did that with Drew Rosenhaus.
Yeah.
Like, Drew was like that for a while, where he was like the Scott Boras of the NFL. And, you know, the league, they, you know, teams, obviously, the caliber of player, they're going to deal with the agent. But, boy, if you're a fringe guy and you hire a guy like Drew Rosenhaus, yeah, teams didn't want to see that. The Eagles weren't happy when Deshaun hired Drew Rosenhaus.
I'm sure, yeah. Well, because, like, his whole thing this offseason, like, Blake Snell, $200 million.
Right.
Signed for 66. Mm-hmm. You know, like all these guys that had huge price tags heading into it, they signed for way, way less. And I just wonder if teams are trying to take back control from Boras a little bit and maybe get his clients to leave him.
My goodness. I mean, he has just about every big-name guy in baseball.
Right. But if they're not getting the money they think they deserve, because he's maybe hampering that.
Yeah, and he's almost – he's trying to corner the market and dictate how everybody's getting paid.
Mm-hmm. He's almost like the pseudo-commissioner.
Yeah.
In a way. Let's get to what we do every day around this time, and that is the Top 5 at 5 today with Buzz.
All right, well, first things first, need to amend something really quick that I said in the last segment, which apparently is my roommates did attend to it before the landlord today.
Okay.
So my roommate Aaron, apologies to him in the interest of holding myself accountable. I deflected this onto everyone but myself, basically, today.
Right.
Because I had to get out to the pavilion to shoot free throws.
Right, the important things.
The important things.
And you owe your roommates dinner or something.
Yeah, we're going to have to talk about that or something.
Yeah, you got to hook them up.
Well, so, hold on, I forget. What'd you say you did? You didn't turn the water off. Did you try it?
I attempted to turn the water off. He apparently got it off.
Well, you didn't turn the water off, you two. in the back of the toilet, right?
I went to the back of the toilet. Yes.
But how'd you try to turn it off and not succeed?
I turned the nozzle and the water was still everywhere. Warm. I was like ankle deep in water.
I'm glad it was on the number one.
Yeah,
it was. Aaron apparently got it, so I did something horrible. I'm the least handy person ever. This is 3:30 in the morning. Well, I'm going to panic.
Something tells me you were cutting the water on even more as opposed to cutting
I tried it,
off. It
both ways when I saw it still flow. Like, I was like, maybe I'm doing it wrong.
Right.
All right, well, don't beat yourself up.
Yeah, don't
bud.
Beat yourself up. Yeah,
well, anyway, had to clarify that. Anyway, we went out to this event at the Pavilion, second annual Full Court Frenzy as part of the morning show. Kind of feels like their own stamped event, a little like Wing Bowl in this new era of the morning show. And some funny things happened out there at the Pavilion. Jack and I were both out there, as we earlier mentioned. So what I have for you today is the top five funniest things that happened out at the Pavilion this morning. And at number five, we discussed it earlier, but Jack getting, I'll say it, absolutely hosed by the Pat Carroll matchup in round one. Guy went 43 for 43 on free throws this morning. Meanwhile, John Brazier made it to the semifinals and got the easiest possible path.
Yep.
Joe DeCamera setting up any which way so that he can make sure he's in the finals.
Now, he did beat N'Kobe in the first round. N'Kobe is a player.
He did.
He is a player.
He did, but I think he gave himself a bye, too.
No!
No, he didn't give himself a bye.
No, he didn't. But he gave himself a layup. Who did he play in the first round? I forget who it was. He
beat N'Kobe.
Was that literally the first round?
It was the first round, yeah.
But they both had byes. There was a play-in round that he wasn't in.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
So he made it to the round of 16, beat N'Kobe, and then he beat Brazier in the semis.
He beat Brazier, and then he took on, Jensen, who was on the...
Harold, who you think threw the match.
Well, I think 100% threw the match. He was 94% last year from the line, and he was like 7 of 10.
It was a little suspicious.
It's fishy. I need an investigation, man. And
maybe Otani's translator had a bet on it.
Exactly. And the camera did get screwed, too, because this is a free throw competition.
Yeah.
And it ended on the three-point line. Like, they had to go to the three-point line.
But that's how Carroll got bounced, too.
I know.
Yeah.
This was a free throw competition.
But it was in the rules. That was what double overtime was.
Yeah, they'd be there all day shooting free throws.
Well, someone's eventually going to lose. You know, I would think.
Then with the double overtime, they ran the midday show late today.
Midday
show got on at like 10:05 today.
I will say.
Right on time.
Not to make this about me.
All right, here we go.
Would never. I think I was the second best media shooter there today. Like, I think the camera was the best free throw shooter.
And then
like
you
that.
Were second.
And I think I was second. Everyone else was kind of embarrassing, frankly.
All right.
I mean, John Clark, again. 2 of 10, I think. Can't happen, Clarky. Ruben Amaro, fine. But, not knockdown. Mike Quick is a player. I'm not counting him in the media. Mike
Quick. Yeah, he got a nice matchup in Devin Caney.
Yeah. Not Caney's best showing. Not Caney's best showing. What's next?
Brutal, man.
Number four is Will DeCat, the Villanova Wildcat mascot, was out there today. And first of all, I hear this voice talking to me that was kind of out of nowhere. It broke character for a second.
Wow.
The guy inside didn't know who Ashley Howard was. He thought it was John Clark.
Wow.
He points to John Clark like, that guy looks like the former player with the blue jacket. I was like, no, that is not the former player. Ashley Howard, the guy you want. And then he went on to win. He was ready to go over to John Clark.
You're outing?
I'm outing the Villanova Wild. As a Temple Owl, I'm outing the Wildcat. Bad showing by him today.
I will say, the Wildcat.
He's a coach there, right?
Yes.
Ashley Howard, yeah.
Yes.
The Wildcat mascot.
I don't know if it was the usual guy, to be fair.
This guy might
no excuse.
This guy might have been a freshman. But, yeah, the Wildcat mascot, not knowing that Ashley Howard, while on the Nova coaching staff, was Ashley Howard.
Was kind of bad. And John Clark does look like he might have played because he was like, oh, that guy's tall. He probably played.
Well, he looks nothing like Ashley
Howard. That's very true. No, he does not look like Ashley
Howard.
What
is the name of the Villanova Wildcat?
Will DeCat.
Why?
Will DeCat.
Will D, like middle initial D, Cat. I don't know. I didn't go to Villanova. What are you asking me for?
Well, you seem to know everything today.
I'm imagining that the spelling is W-I-L.
It's Will. Two, no, it's two L's.
It is two L's?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Will DeCat.
Because I thought they were going for the Wildcat.
Well,
spell.
I think it's still a playoff of that, but
yes.
Yeah.
That's what went in my head.
It's Will DeCat, the Wildcat.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a Wildcat is what they...
No, I know. It's like the Philly Moose.
Yes, like, what? Phil E.
Yeah, yeah, it's a similar concept,
it's very
right?
Very similar.
Yes.
Yeah, well, guess what? That one got scrapped. You know what I mean? I'm not one to bring again the fine Nova program. Maybe rename it something.
By the way, how did you guys not get B West to be in this?
I don't know.
I wasn't in charge of the booking.
That's not my way above my. We got N'Kobe.
We got Barrett Brooks, who went 2-for-10.
Pretty now, that was a poor shot.
That was he airballed a couple.
Yeah. I feel safe in saying we can't afford to get Westbrook down here.
Probably
just for
not.
A free throw contest.
Well, again,
I was just figuring this at Villanova instead of school.
Right. I mean, no, we could have got him. Lowry.
What's Randy while he's on the Sixers?
What's Randy Foy doing these days? What's Nardi doing?
I don't know.
Where's Scotty D League at?
Scotty D League?
Scotty D League.
Where's Scotty Reynolds, man? Get some of those legends back. All right, what's next?
Number three, Jack, you mentioned you signed an autograph today. Something happened to me that doesn't usually happen. I got recognized. I mean, we literally had a listener who saw, I mean, we had name badges around our neck.
Sure.
But the way he knew it was me, he actually quoted my top 5 at 5 intro to me. He was like, oh, the 5 at 5 with Dan Wilson. And he said it right to my face.
With the
cool
question,
moment.
With the question
with
mark.
With the question
the
mark. No, he knew this. He's like, oh, you do a great job. Said he thought I was the best of the fill-in producers.
Honestly think you are, too.
Well, I appreciate that, but that was his opinion.
Yeah, but friends, you know, so bad they're funny sometimes. You know, that's what we're going for, the Fran top 5.
I'm just saying what he said to me. Draw your own conclusions.
You seem like you have a little extra pep in your step today.
Yeah, well, that guy gave me an ego boost.
He's trying to live up to the billing.
I know.
Man.
I know he's listening. I got to do it for the fans.
Exactly.
There are dozens of them.
Exactly right.
What's next?
Number two is the ref of 53 years, the basketball ref of 53 years, not knowing how to play knockout. I mean, what are we doing here? This guy is and great guy, nice guy. I was talking to him. He's checking in a third ball to knockout because what ball went out of bounds. He's telling people the route if they're actually in. I mean, what I had to go over and explain how knockout actually works to him.
Well, the problem is, like, dude, knockout, we've been playing knockouts, and it's one of the first basketball games you learn.
I don't understand. This guy's been in high school gyms for 53 years. How did he never once witness a game of knockout?
Would you say that knockout's number two after pig and horse?
And horse?
Yeah, or you guys play 21?
21 was great.
I was going to say, yeah.
I played 21.
21 was big.
21 was great. I love 21. Around the world?
Around the world, yep. You still play around the world. I do that at home, yeah.
I kind of forget how
to
play.
Used to kill Elijah in around the world.
Did you?
Yes.
Now, what would, if you had to guess, what are you going on the foul line, you think?
I think I'm going no worse than 7 to 10.
Yeah, that was my threshold. I was like, there's no way I'm going worse
than 7 to 10. Yeah, I'm not going worse than 7 to 10. But like I said, if somebody goes before me and I know I got a number I got to shoot for, then maybe I'm concentrating more. But if I got to go first, I'm probably a 70% free.
You want to bat in the bottom of the inning.
Yeah.
Unless it's Pat Carroll.
Then you get yours out of the way first.
Him going 10-for-10 before me would have been a disaster. I wanted to put at least a little bit of pressure on him. So, yeah, I showed Ike the video. Didn't touch the rim. It's ridiculous. All right. What's number two?
And a number one. No, number one. Number one, the funniest thing that happened this morning, what happened even before the show went on the air. We're warming up. Seltzer and John Ritchie obviously did the half-court shot today, which was separate from the knockout, separate from the free throw contest. And Seltzer, you know, gets a ball, and he's already making the excuses, like, oh, I haven't shot one of these in a while. So the first one's way
That's
short.
That's not how he sounds, by the way.
Yeah, the first one's way short, like that. That's all you want me to do. So the first shot is way short. And he's like, oh, I'm really going to have to put some more power into this. So he lines up his second half-court shot of the day. Again, this is a half hour before they go on the air. And he runs all the way up. Chucks it, goes 25 feet to the right, and he face plants right up to the foul line.
God.
He tumbled, and I think he landed closer to the rim than the ball did.
Oh, it can't happen.
How do we not get that on film?
It was before the show went on. I wasn't thinking to film.
Man.
That's bad.
I'm kind of glad we didn't get that on film because we would have had to put that out.
Yeah, and I don't think Seltzer could have recovered.
Yeah, I don't think he would recover from that one.
Like, if we have
John is still on the ropes from crying about Jason Kelce retiring.
Yeah, this was an off-air moment, but I caught it.
Well, and we also have the Joe Giglio jumper, which is still
that was horrible. Ooh,
it was hard to get over that one.
I think it's the worst athletic feat we've had at this station.
Joe Giglio being in middays really dodges a bullet from this event because he has to be on the air next.
You
can never get him out there.
He screams 6-10?
Yeah. And, well, hell no, he screams 5-10.
Not with that shooting form.
Yeah,
are you kidding?
That shooting form, 5-10 at best. Probably 4-10. But the fact that
he missed the backboard.
I didn't hate you out there, too.
Well, the fact that he was out there with ankle socks on and track shoes, like Skechers track shoes, too, not like real basketball shoes.
Right.
And sleeves on his shirt.
Like the Devontae sleeves or Maxwell sleeves.
His whole basketball outfit was just completely
off.
Flame it. Yeah, just burn it up.
Now, have we talked about maybe the hammer thumb factor into the shot. That thumb carries a lot of weight.
It carries a lot of weight, especially when you release it at the end.
It puts the actual little spin on the ball. Now, I did think of that
it's
cutting.
Like a knuckleballer.
Dude, I thought it had cutting action to it, which you don't usually see from a basketball shot.
A jump shot, no.
But yeah, it was a fun event for sure, and I already can't wait for next year.
Sounded good, man. Sounded good on the radio.
Yeah, and we'll get you out there next year.
Yeah,
we'll get Hugh to
possibly.
I need Hugh to go. I need to see the 2 for 10 that he would put up on the foul line. Need to see that from you. 215-592-9494 to get in on the show. We'll go back to the phones in 1 second. But I thought it was interesting, Ike. So yesterday, it came. What?
Nothing, man.
Serious. We always do on the show.
I'm sorry.
The Cowboys and Dak Prescott
have
a mutual understanding of his contract situation.
Yeah, this is awesome.
Sources say with no offers from Dallas despite him being in a contract year, owner Jerry Jones said, "We are where we are, locked and loaded for the year." No indication of a deal coming. And it clears a path for Dak Prescott to test free agency in 2025.
So a couple things with this. Let me start with Jerry. Bravo. Bravo, Jerry. To take a stand, finally.
Yeah.
I mean, hold your quarterback accountable. And for God's sake, hold that head coach accountable. He basically undermined Kellen Moore and got him out of there.
Yep.
Just so he could lose in the first round, too, at home to Green Bay.
Maybe there's a common denominator.
Exactly. So, way to hold the ground, hold the line. You're not giving anybody new contracts. McCarthy doesn't get an extension. Dak's not getting an extension. My bad, CD. You got to wait, too, because if I give you one and not give the other people one, that's not going to look good for everybody. But don't worry, CD. You're getting paid, and Michael Parsons, you're getting paid as well. But you two, Dak and Mike McCarthy, yeah, you two are on, listen, you're on thin ice right now. That's really what Jerry is saying. You guys are on thin ice, and it started with his comments right after the season when he was saying, what did he say? That nothing has changed with the contract status.
Yep. He's been sticking to this.
He's been sticking to the same line all offseason. So he's basically saying, I'm not giving you a new contract.
You know what?
Go out and prove it.
It kind of reminds me of, and tell me if this is the right reference. I think it's the right reference, but I'm not great at 80s movies. But it's like Donald Glover in Lethal Weapon, where he's saying, I'm too old for this bleep. Is that the right movie?
Danny Glover.
Danny Glover, not yes. Donald Glover.
No. Donald Glover's a tap dancer.
He's also a. Is he a rapper now?
Donald Glover?
Donald Glover's a rapper, comedian, and actor.
I thought it was Donald Glover?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm thinking
of
the wrong
Donald
Glover.
He's also Childish Gambino, or Childish Gambino.
Gambino.
Yeah.
That's Donald Glover?
Yeah.
It's not who I was thinking of.
Okay. Well, either way.
I mean, I was thinking of somebody who's a tap
Danny,
dancer, I think.
Either way. Danny Glover.
It's Danny Glover, though, either way.
Okay. So when he said, I'm too old for this bleep?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's Jerry Jones. I'm not handing out more money to guys who haven't
good
brought
for you,
me,
Jerry.
Who haven't brought me anything.
Yeah, good for you. Good for you. And good for us.
Listen, it's not exactly creating a big old happy atmosphere.
Tad is mad as hell already. Tad Prescott.
Yep.
Yeah, so the very fact that he said the Eagles had the best front office in football, that was a shot at the Cowboys.
They have to get off social media. I mean, it is.
No, stay.
Mike, his brother's insane. Tad Prescott, CeeDee's mom, they're all causing issues down in Dallas.
By the way, I mean, if Mike is trying to force his way here.
Oh, listen.
Awesome.
Yeah, I mean, who's next? It was City of Stars here in Philadelphia.
If Michael wants to be here, awesome.
Do you think that Dak Prescott is the Cowboys starting quarterback in 2025?
I'm going to say no.
Yeah?
I'm going to say no. So this is predicated on the belief that the Cowboys would – I don't know if winning one playoff game is enough. One would think it should be enough, but I don't know if Jerry wants to turn around and give Dak Prescott $60 million just for, I don't know, beating Tampa Bay in the first round of the playoffs and then losing in the second round. If I'm Jerry Jones, nobody's getting paid unless we're playing in the NFC Championship game.
Because, I mean, the Belichick sweepstakes are going to happen next year.
Yes.
You know, so whether it's New York, which I think could be on the table, here could be on the table, or Dallas, Belichick's getting a job next year. Yeah. I think.
Well, hell, sounds like, I mean, Jerry Jones basically praised Belichick.
I know. Yeah, he's laying the groundwork for it now. I guess, you know, and we'll go back to the phones in a second. I'm just wondering, like, where does Dak end up then?
Oh, he could end up in New England. He can. Well, if they take a quarterback this year, he wouldn't. But who do you feel like?
Maybe the Raiders.
I was going to say, which teams do you feel like have quarterback questions this year that they still probably won't have answered? Here's the other thing with Dak. He has to go to a team, or I would think he's going to a team where he's the missing piece.
Sure.
Where there's a good team there, and because you're paying him $50, $60 million. You're not paying him that to be on a losing team.
He's really on track to be the next Kirk.
Yeah.
I mean, like –
Minnesota could be the place.
Could be. Yeah. I mean, they seem like they're really trying to go up and get J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah.
Although now
– But like three or four other teams are too.
God bless you.
I mean, if I'm the Giants, I wouldn't pass on J.J. McCarthy. I think they're going to take Neighbors.
Sure.
Yeah. But, I mean, if you're the Giants, you need a quarterback, man.
At some point.
But I guess they're probably figuring, you know what? Jones is the quarterback this year, so we may as well just get a great player.
Yeah. And I guess give him a shot, but who knows?
Shedeur Sanders is the number one quarterback for 2025?
Well, apparently. He's pulling an Eli if he's not going where he wants to go. Yeah, him, Carson Beck from Georgia, and the Drew Aller kid at Penn State, which would be shocking, but whatever. It's college football, and teams take shots on big arms. Clay's in Kansas City. What's happening, Clay?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
What's up, Clay?
Hey, man, three things. First of all, I think you're talking about Savion Glover.
That's right? Who I was talking about, Clay.
Yep. Not Savion even close Glover. To
not
Donald
even
Glover.
Close. It was Glover. I knew that much.
Donald Glover is good, though. He was in Atlanta, which is a really funny show.
Yep.
It's a great show. Hey, two other things real quick, just to blow your mind. Easter actually has two different days they celebrate it on, because like the Orthodox Church in Eastern Europe,
That's
they
true.
Celebrate it on a different Sunday. And also, Jack, learn from Ike. Go watch Hoop Dreams. It's incredible.
Right. Is it on Netflix or?
I don't know, man.
I don't know
but
where
you know,
find
Ike.
It, yeah.
I was curious.
Ike's old enough to remember. Isaiah Thomas used to get on like three
yes, sir.
Trains to go to this private school, and the kid that they focus on, he goes to the same private school.
Yeah.
And they talk about him like he's going to be the next Isaiah Thomas. And then he blew his knee out or something.
Yep.
That was kind of the end of it. But
William Gates, he wound up getting a scholarship to Marquette. So that's where he wound up going.
And his brother thinks he was the greatest basketball player in the history of the world. So it's a really good show, Jack. You
cool.
should check that out. Hey, real quick on the Saquon stuff. I don't think you're necessarily dissing Jalen by saying game manager, but what I think is going to happen because they're signing Saquon is a couple things, or at least I hope this happens. First of all, I think they run the shotgun too much, and I would love it if they put Jalen under center a little bit more, because I think that's how you get the most out of Saquon Barkley, is to use multiple different formations to bootleg Jalen, like, you know, Russell Wilson and other guys have done, you know, in an offense where you have that back and you kind of line up in a more traditional formation. I would love to see, I'm going to throw a name out there, Albert O come in and maybe even line up as a fullback.
Ah.
Those are the sort of things that Kellen Moore did.
That's going to be, what about Mailata? Can he be the fullback?
Ike, am I wrong, though? Those are the sort of things
sure.
Kellen Moore was doing
yep.
in Dallas.
Yep.
And, you know, to me, I do think – they're not going to give the ball to Saquon Barkley 30 times. They're just not going to do that. He'd be shot by the middle of the season. But if you want to hand it to him 14, 16 times, throw it to him five or six times in a more traditional screen game, you know, that will open up so much more. And then Jalen, will he be a game manager? I guess you can call him that. But, man, Russell Wilson – probably was a game manager for a little while in Seattle.
Yeah,
there, he's going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Maybe.
So I'm just saying that I think that's what it does for Jalen. I think Jalen will go back to being a top 8 to 10 quarterback by the eyeball test and in the stats. And I'm just looking forward to it because, I mean, this offense is going to be super explosive. I'll listen to the rest of this off there, guys. Have a great day.
There he goes.
Appreciate it, Clay.
It's not a shot at Jalen. Just a game manager, Jalen Purdy, as we call him around here. 215-592-9494 to get in, rolling into the final segment here. Give us something you're looking forward to in honor of opening day, which again is happening on Friday now. Plus, the Saquon Barkley discussion. Is he the focal point of the offense? Do you want him to be the focal point of the offense? But a legend returned tonight. What kind of reception does he get? And he's made some comments on his way back into town. Don't miss that. And the text line coming up next on the afternoon show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hey, it's about time. Phil's Baseball is back. Well, it will be Friday anyway. Warm days at the ballpark with an ice-cold Surfside. I can't wait. Make sure I'm going to give you one Friday, as a matter of fact. I'm going to get one down here at the ballpark Friday because we got like a half a show to do that day. And then Jack and I get to hang out at opening day down at the ballpark. So I'm looking forward to this Friday. This actual postponement worked out in my favor. So there you go. Love it. All right, Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka will be my go-to drink this baseball season. Couple reasons. One, because the Surfside team always hooks me up. They did with a couple cases a couple weeks ago. It's the perfect summer drink. Light and refreshing, made with premium vodka and real brewed tea. Only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and zero bubbles. That's right, no carbonation. Cheers to Phillies baseball being back, and cheers to Surfside, the official cocktail of Philly sports. Must be 21.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back. It's the afternoon show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Twitter question today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers with diamond engagement rings for every budget online at marks-jewelers.com. James Harden back in town tonight, Ike. You heading down to Boo'em?
I'm not. I'm a booing from home, though.
You sure are. He said today about the reception, he said, I don't know and I don't care.
Oh, that is the perfect answer right there. Perfect answer. You're getting it.
Don't worry.
You're going, oh, he's getting it.
Yeah, but the only thing,
but
though.
But the very fact that we're letting everybody know who's on the way down to the game right now. Is it a 7 o'clock game?
7:30.
Ah, 7:30 game. Oh, well, if you're coming from the Northeast, you may as well be in the car on the way down to the game.
Had a Chickies and pizza a little
early. Yeah. You got to let James Harden hear you tonight. He said he don't know and he don't care. That's not the right answer.
Not the right answer.
Yeah.
I just, you know, I've almost, I think I've done a pretty good job of just blocking out the whole James Harden existence.
Yeah.
Like, I know it just, it's still kind of fresh.
Yeah.
But, like, I know the morning show is doing this whole thing of, like, if James Harden was listening right now, what would you say to him? I hate him.
No, I'd say, I don't know. I don't care.
He's here for a season and a half. Is he a total loser? Yeah. But, like, I just think the people that were surprised by it weren't paying attention.
I agree with that.
Like, that's my whole thing. It's like, what are you mad about? Like, this is what it's Daryl Morey's fault more than anything.
No, you're right. And I don't have the, because I think they asked a question about who do you, or maybe it was the midday. I thought it was a question about who do you dislike more.
So the mornings did, who do you dislike more, Ben or Harden?
Ben Simmons.
Easily.
Yes, easily.
He hamstrung this franchise more than Harden.
And as a matter of fact, Ben Simmons, you're the reason James Harden got traded here.
Like, I actually think I hate Doc more than Harden.
That's a good one. Yeah.
I mean, I've asked
because Doc was more offensive while he was here. Like, James Harden, actually, to be fair to James Harden, he wanted to stay here.
Right. And Daryl Morey's correctly.
Right, correctly. I did not give him a max deal, but he did want to be here. At least for the max deal. So he would have wanted to be here for at least another year or so.
Doc hated being here.
Yep, Doc didn't want to be here, was never here during the offseason, couldn't get out of here fast enough. So I agree with you there. But I got no love lost for James Harden because sure. I didn't like James Harden before he got here.
I think that the biggest problem I think the Sixers have right now mm-hmm. is they have such a connectivity issue with the city. Like, you had, at least during that time, and it's kind of carried over. Like, the owner of the team owns Washington. Mm-hmm. Like, you had James Harden here, you had Ben Simmons, you have Doc. And I know they're not here anymore, and I think there's a new age, I guess, of this version sure. of the Sixers. Mm-hmm. But there's just that thing where they struggle to feel like us. You know, like they had the thing downtown with the arena.
That certainly does not help.
Like, the camera said this, I think, last year, maybe the year before, and it's really, it's kind of stuck with me since. Like, they just feel like the Sixers. They don't feel like the Philadelphia 76ers. Where I think the other teams connect. Like, I actually watched the Flyers last night. It was an entertaining game up in New York, and they fight, and then they come back. And Tortorella, while a little bullyish with the media.
I got to push back a little bit on the Sixers. I think it's a tough time right now for the Sixers. Obviously, when I came here, the Eagles obviously drafted me, and I know the Reggie White days and Randall and Seth and those guys. I certainly was very aware of the Buddy days and Randall, even with Coach Vermeil, Tahereh Carmichael, Wilbur Montgomery. Mm-hmm. I was very aware of that. But the Sixers, to me, were the next team that – From a national standpoint, people identified the sports team with the city. Maybe the Flyers fought for relevance then. Mm-hmm. No offense, Phillies were in a little tough spot at that time. I only say this to say, man, like, this is a basketball city. Like, there's a lot of history surrounding that game in this city. And it's a shame that we don't have the winning tradition here that is equal to the love of basketball in this city.
I think it's a great...
Because there is a true love for basketball in this city.
It's a great basketball city.
Yes.
I think it's a great basketball city. And
but they got to give us something to hang our hat on. Like, and I think it's the frustration with not winning or getting out of the second round. I think it's worn people down to some degree.
But I love the Sixers.
Yeah.
Like but when you had the Ben thing, then you had the Doc thing, then you had the Hart. It's just
The constant Joel thing. Let's just be honest. Sure. I love the big fella, but the injury thing, it wears on people.
And it's just been hard to like connect. And at the beginning of this year was fun.
Yeah.
You know, like Maxie was taking
it
the
really
step
was.
Forward.
Yeah.
And Nick Nurse was a breath of fresh air. Sounded mm-hmm. like he got it. And listen, like it's been hard to watch the Sixers.
As soon as MB scored 70, that was the peak of our season right there. All hell broke loose afterwards.
And I do hope that he comes back, and it seems like he's going to come back soon, so that's good. But I just hope that he can breathe a little bit of life and give us something to dream on. But it's a tall task.
Okay. So I got a couple points here before we go to the phones.
Yes.
A, me jumping off the wagon may be beneficial. I may have been holding the team down.
Okay.
So while I've completely thrown my hands up at the rest of the season, that might benefit the team. They don't have this albatross of me hanging on their neck and riding the coattail of Joel Embiid. Secondly, the idea of Embiid playing, he better get back within the next week or so. Because how is he going to ramp up and really be Joel Embiid if he doesn't play enough games?
Correct.
Right? Like, he has to play games to get into basketball shape.
Well, Nick Nurse did tell us that he gets into basketball shape so fast. You know?
Yeah, because Nick knows he's been here in Joel's career.
No one's more durable than that guy.
Yep. He knows how to stay in shape. Yep, it's all good.
So I say that to say, looks like we're going to be stuck in the play-ins.
Probably. Yeah. Not great.
We have to be the seventh or the eighth seed to get the home game.
And you get double elimination at that point.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You get double elimination.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen, their easiest pass.
That's actually how the Heat made it. They lost the first game.
Yeah, they did. They did.
Dropped into the eighth seed and then beat the Bucks.
And then went on a run. Yeah. If they could get the sixth seed and face the Cavs, that's the ideal. You give Joel the ability to rest the play in. Mm-hmm. He can calm down, doesn't need to get out there.
Yep.
And then bang. You can go. They would beat the Cavs, I think, if Embiid is healthy. We'll go back to the phones here in 1 second, but I got to tell you about my friends at Scott Honda, because I'm sure you've heard that recently I bought a certified pre-owned Honda Accord that Buzz was able to drive around in today. He felt like a high roller from Scott Honda in Westchester, which is practically in my backyard. I actually got my first car in high school from Scott Honda. Scott Honda has been serving the area for generations, including my family, and now they've brought me into their family. So if you're in the market for a new or certified pre-owned Honda, then go where they make it easy to buy your next car. Scott Honda of Westchester and New Jersey, you're in luck, because Scott Honda is coming to Vineland. It's down there. Go check it out today. Same great company, same great cars. You won't regret it. Visit ScottHonda.com and tell them Fritz sent you. Big Aaron is in West Philly. What's happening, Big A?
Okay, let me start this off saying, you know what? The Sixers talk, I'm ready for Spike to come back, because I'm a tear. We're going to get introduced right about these Sixers. I'm so tired. I've been tired since 84.
I know. So it's been tired. A while. I know. I'm
oh,
sorry.
You're going against
I'm
Sixers.
I'm old head.
Oh, okay.
Man, I love them, but I hate them at the same time. They tear me apart. Okay, I know I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed. The sharpest.
Welcome to the show, pal. Welcome to the show.
Okay, so let me ask this question before I get to the Eagles. All right, your pitcher goes down. You don't have an inkling to go for Jordan Montgomery. You don't have an inkling. Now before you get to the tax thing.
Right, I was getting ready to say,
tax,
yeah.
Tax. There wasn't no taxes when they were trying to get that pitcher for $300 million. Mm-hmm. There wasn't talk about no taxes.
That's a good
they
point.
They wanted to get him. So I didn't hear that. You didn't. You wanted him. Jack, you wanted him.
Yeah,
right?
But I viewed it more
yeah.
as a.
You gonna let me answer?
You gonna let me answer?
Go ahead and answer.
Thank you.
Answer.
It was a luxury. I don't think it was a necessity.
It isn't a necessity. All right, I'm gonna tell you this: if they don't get a closer and another starting pitcher, they're not gonna win the World Series. They're not gonna sniff it. Arizona might beat them again.
No.
How about that?
No, Arizona's not making playoffs.
Who got better pitching? Arizona.
I think they're neck and neck.
No, there you go.
Oh, come on. You gonna break down Jordan Montgomery tape to me? Eduardo Rodriguez?
Okay. We ain't gonna do that.
Don't try to slight Big A.
He's trying to slight me.
I'm not gonna go back and forth with you with the Phillies.
Thank
because
you.
I'm gonna have
respect my authority.
As the season goes. But the Eagles thing, you're wrong again.
Just yeah, another day.
With Barkley, yeah. You're wrong again. Here go, Jack. Okay, how many touches did the boy had last year, the running back? Now his name is
He got like 16 a game.
Which one? You talking about DeAndre?
The running back.
DeAndre.
Yeah, DeAndre
yeah.
Swift.
Yeah.
How many touches he had last year?
He had like 16 a game.
No, he had, it totaled up to 270-something a year.
Okay.
I mean, for the year.
Sure.
Okay.
So, Barkley better touch that joint about 300.
Okay.
He better. What are you talking about? And he's not going to be a game. The game change. And your hate for Hurts. I can smell it. I can smell your hate for Hurts. You have a hate for Hurts. Just say it.
Yeah, I think he's a good quarterback. I think we go a little bit over the top when saying he's Mahomes level or in the top five. I wouldn't take him over any of those guys.
Okay. So what top five? Other than Mahomes, give me somebody that you'll take right now.
I would take Allen. I would take Burrow. I would take Stroud. I would take Herbert.
Stroud. I mean, you're starting off wrong.
Why?
None of these guys did nothing.
Here's where I get the problem with. I don't care about their accomplishments. I care
accomplishments don't matter.
Hold on, Big A. I got to talk to a hypocrite over here for one second. You are Mr. The quarterback is not a
it's not a win loss stat.
It's not a quarterback wins. Okay,
yes.
It's a team stat.
It is a team stat. I still agree with that. I'm just saying, as an individual player, you can't say that those guys have done more than Jalen has done.
Sure, yeah, because none of them been in the Super Bowl. But when I talk about watching them,
or about the championship game,
well, Burrow's
been whatchamacallit finally got to a championship game, Lamar.
Well, Allen got there in 2020.
I don't know how you deal with him all day, man. Because
he has other redeeming qualities
against,
that I
when
like.
You got something against somebody, man, I hope you're not against me, man. Because you won't let me live.
No, I love
you know
Big
I mean?
A. No, I love.
You go in and out. You hard. Taylor Hurts is going to be a comparable. He's a good quarterback. And
I
then
agree.
You lift up Purdy. Then you act like Purdy's something.
He stinks. I know he's had good numbers, but I tell he doesn't pass the eye test, Big A.
You're fun. Love you guys.
All
man.
Right, buddy.
I'm going to try to get down and see y'all like tomorrow if I can.
Cool.
Okay, brother.
We'll look forward to it, man. All right, there he goes, Big A. I don't know what to tell people. I like what I like. Twitter questions brought to you by Mount Holly Nissan. Or not. Text line is brought to you by Mount Holly Nissan. New 2024 Nissans are arriving daily at Mount Holly Nissan. Minutes from everywhere, just over the bridge. Online, mthollynissan.com. Text line.
See, this is why the Eagles and Phillies should just share a dome. Who wants opening day moved back? Elliot in South Philly.
Of all the Elliot takes that have bothered me, there's a lot of them. Like the love of watching football in a dome.
I just don't get it.
Like it sucks. It feels like there's no person. Like all those big stadiums that they have out now, there's no personality with them.
I'm a football outside guy. I just don't need football in a dome.
Like the Rams Stadium, there's no personality.
Nothing.
Viking Stadium, no personality.
Although I can understand why there's a dome there.
That makes sense. Yeah. You don't need.
You don't want to play in 3 feet of snow.
Remember the one? Did you remember the one year they had to play at Minnesota
the
Stadium?
The Gophers, yes.
And that's where
the Metrodome imploded.
It basically caved in.
Well, there was that year, but there's also when they're building
they had to play 2 years outdoors.
Right, and I remember the playoff game.
Blair Walsh.
Dude.
Missed, yeah.
Against Seattle.
It was ridiculous.
That shouldn't even count as a win for Russell.
No, it shouldn't.
They won 10-9.
Yeah.
And set football back 100 years. What's next?
Maybe Jack would have tied me if the crowd gave him a standing ovation. Pat on Hawk Hill.
There was nothing that would have had me, outside of going 10 for 10, there was nothing stopping Pat Carroll.
He was on a mission.
43 for 43.
Yep.
Like, it's just,
still don't know how he lost it all today.
I know. Well, it's so crazy, like watching basketball, like real basketball players
versus
like what I've had to watch. You know, it's like, it's just so different.
It's a different brand of basketball. I played in these celebrity basketball games where there's been, like, real basketball players, former players that are playing. And it's like, my goodness, I'm up here struggling to get layups in and shoot little 15-foot jump shots. These dudes is 5 feet behind the three-point line with ease. Rasheed Wallace. A couple other guys I remember playing with. Well, Bubba Chuck, he played. He wasn't really in a lot of good shape, but. Yeah.
Did Rip Hamilton play? I mean.
He didn't play in that one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I figured because around here. But, Pat Carroll probably hasn't picked up a basketball much since he played overseas.
Well, like you said, in his driveway, probably.
Dude, he just went out there and was like a machine. Like,
he has not lost that form.
It's watching real shooters.
Yeah.
I mean, they could just sit there all day and not make.
It's like watching real golfers.
I know. Turns out those guys are pretty good. What's next?
Hey, Jack, what's 6 times 6? Buzz in the producer booth.
36.
It's good.
Very good.
Thanks, buddy.
Very good.
Glad you didn't say 12.
Well, the ones I nail are my 9 times tables. But that's
you get all those, huh?
Well, because you know what? This is 27 if you put down the third finger, because it's 2 and then 7. Put down the fourth finger, it's 9 times 4 is 36.
Okay. I am cracking up at Ike's face now. Yeah. He's like,
okay.
What?
9 times 5, 45.
Okay.
Bang. 9 times 6, 54.
Okay.
It's a little trick you learn. That's how I had to learn math. Is by
but you
cracks.
Went on the trip the following week or what?
Yeah, dude. Literally, I was on a ski trip, I think Lake Tahoe, and I missed my 12 times tables. So I don't know them at all.
It's awesome.
That's good to know.
What's next?
Is Ike going to finally show up next year? Is he ducking me? Joe in Old City.
There are some ducking allegations.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll talk.
All right. Once we get his appearance fee up enough, Ike will be there.
We'll talk.
Yeah. Next year, I hope you're there.
Well, listen, Spike it's in the morning, man. I got to drive over there and then come down here.
Yeah, I know.
You're okay with doing that. I'm not.
Yeah, well, here's what I need to see Spike there because.
That's who needs to shoot.
Because, again, while I respect the basketball, like you put it in work, learning
right,
the salary
right.
cap. And
you want to see if he actually knows how to at least dribble a damn basketball.
Because I don't see it. to be completely fair and honest with you, I don't see Spike being able to really shoot or play basketball.
So what do you think his free throws would be out of 10?
5? 4?
Yeah, you giving him five?
I know.
I would not give him five. I would say three or four.
And I wish Marks was still here. He used to talk all kinds. Like, oh, I'll play you one-on-one right now. Okay, I'll take you in the post. What are you talking about? If I have to.
Well, Barrett only made two.
Dude, Barrett, yeah, that was bad. And then he started immediately complaining about his shoulder. And then he's like, I'm going to call in and talk about it. So where you at?
It looked like he had never held the basketball before. Yeah. It was concerning.
No, it's bad.
Guy played in the NFL for how long?
Yeah, and he's a Kansas State Wildcat. Yeah, it's not a terrible basketball program.
And he's a brother. I'll say it.
Just no skill.
Yeah, just nothing.
Yeah, it's bad. But Spike.
Well, it's like Hugh. There's nothing. Just another embarrassment.
A strong guy that can push his weight around.
By the way, I heard a caller call up today on my way in here. I mean, really, he really was defending Hugh big time. He went so much as to completely insult me, completely, my career and everything.
Defending Hugh about what?
About us killing Hugh yesterday about being a non-athlete.
Okay.
We did. Like, tell Ike to look at your resume. You're an Eagles Hall of Famer. What did he do?
You play multiple sports. Imagine Hugh on the golf course, Hugh on a baseball field.
Can't do any of those
Hugh
things.
Hugh on a basketball court. I mean, you participated and done well in all those events.
I did. Fantasy camp and everything.
Yeah. I would be worried for Hugh on those fields. What's next?
Can I get some ice? Seltzer in South Philly.
Seltzer face planning.
I needed to see that.
Yeah.
I really did.
Could you imagine the sounds, too, he made on his way down?
Oh, you know it. You know it was sounds, too, on the way down. Yeah, he fell down in phases.
He didn't go down quietly.
Uh-uh. Like a sack of potatoes. You know he did. He didn't break the fall at all. He just, boom, yeah.
That's kind of how I envision him going down. It's 5:30 in the morning. But again, Richie, by the way, played high school basketball. You know, he said it's a quad A school. I said it was more of a double A school. No participant. Did he shoot anything, Buzz, when you were there?
Only the half court. He went 0 for 2 on half court.
I think he's ducking everyone. You can't say you can't.
And by the way, he didn't reach the rim either.
Yeah. And he's skinny now, too. He doesn't get the, pull the big card. Because it's harder for,
Watching all those callers do the half court shot today.
Oh, it set basketball back 100 years.
I mean, some guy.
No one hit the rim, right?
No. Yeah. One guy hit the backboard.
It's a half court shot. It's not impossible. I mean.
But no one could get it there.
Did you say you made four of them?
Yeah, before the show. I went about 4 for 25. Seltzer's a witness. You can ask him.
All right. We'll see. I'll check the
not
table.
That hard.
No, again.
I shot 25 of them.
I can get it there. No one else was coming even close. I was like, I got to show you it's possible.
Yeah.
And then the best part was Seltzer's like, how do you do that?
What are you doing?
I was like, I ran into it.
That was not me. That's
no,
was
that
not
was Jack. That was me. Poor Seltzer. I love him. Justin, you're next. What's happening, Justin?
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing?
Is that man? A good Seltzer impression we're doing?
That was not bad, I have to say. But the crowning point of it's Ike getting tickled and snorting there at the end. Like,
no, that was Jack. That wasn't me that time. That was Jack.
That was my snort. That was my snort.
Okay. Usually it's Ike that gets tickled.
Yeah, that was me.
I know he's got real tickled when he gets a snort in. But see, there you go. Anyway. I heard y'all, I think it was yesterday, my days are kind of running together. It's been a busy, hectic week this week. You're all in on Cooper DeJean now?
I think I am, Justin. Yep.
So what are we going to do if Howie still go gets our guy Justin Simmons? I mean, is Reed just going to be, the backup?
Oh, wait, if he goes and get Justin Simmons, then I'm out on Cooper DeJean, yeah.
Well, I didn't know. Like if
Reed
could
be
the backup. Well, Cooper.
Well, Cooper can be anything, man.
He could be nickel. So I mean, we could have Justin and Chauncey on the back end, and Cooper like manning the nickel position.
Yep.
Something like that. So I mean, that would be a huge upgrade in our secondary if he could pull that. I mean, that's just my opinion. I don't see how he getting a safety or a corner or secondary guy with that first pick. But my God, how awesome would it be, man? And pick up Justin Simmons, too. I'm still holding that hope for Simmons.
Me, too. Yeah. He hasn't signed with anybody.
I know, exactly. At this point, you're 30 now? Going to be 31 during the season?
Mm-hmm.
Go chase a ring, dude. Come back. Help teach this defense to these guys.
Yeah, I'm surprised he's not here, honestly. I
am, too. I really am. It's went so long. I mean, it's – okay, one quick thing, and – if Jack, I'm telling you, if you would have wore that Tennessee shirt, you would have went 10 for 10 today.
Yeah, so actually I've been wearing it. So, because, all right, this is, it might be too much about me. It doesn't totally fit, you know, because I've gained a little bit of dad weight. So I use this motivation to wear every morning when I'm doing these workouts. So I'm trying to make sure I fit into the Tennessee shirt.
Okay.
That's every day, though. I wear it.
If James would have wore it, he would have at least hit backboard and not done the face planting.
Exactly.
Anyway, terrible show today. God awful show.
It was god awful.
I'm just kidding. I can't do it, man. Good show today, guys. It's been a hectic week. I've not got to listen as much as I want to because we got a short week. Today was my last day. I'm off till Monday.
All right.
So I'll be listening long and close tomorrow because I'm gonna be out riding around on my mowing the yard, cutting the grass, good to be it. But anyway, I'm gonna go. Love you, boys. I mean.
All right, there he goes.
I love you, Justin.
Justin in Tennessee. Mm-hmm. I actually made the mistake I had. So my buddy got me an Indiana State Larry Bird jersey for my birthday.
Yeah.
Meant to wear it today for the.
Oh yeah, that would have been nice.
I got in the car. It's still in the wrapper.
Yeah, I know.
I was like, what is that doing here?
Well, I had a big Larry Bird phase in college, and I don't really.
Ah, Celtic fan. We didn't know.
Larry Bird fan.
Your fandom in question?
Dr. J was asking for it.
Hope with the host of the,
of the Clap Your Hands,
Clap Your Hands podcast, Celtics fan?
Sixers tonight versus the Clippers. Looking forward to it. Ike, fun show today. Buzz, thank you for the top five and everything today. Good show. We'll be back tomorrow live from Chickies. So no opening day. That's moved to Friday. So you get a full show with us. Spike should join us. All that good stuff. Robbie E is coming up next. Here are on Sports Radio 94 WIP. As Phillies fans, we can all agree there's a lot of teams that suck. One of them being Atlanta, opening day Friday. Yeah, would love to start the weekend off with a nice 2-3 against those Braves. But for business owners, hackers suck. Every single day, there are data breaches. There's data breach attempts on Philly businesses. That's where Telesystem comes in. They keep your business connected and protected so Bedlam doesn't hit your bank account. IT is about trust. Visit hackersuck.com for all your business cybersecurity network and communication needs. You can also register for Telesystem's HackerSuck Summit at the link May 15th at hackersuck.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.